Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 2nd of September, The Marriage of Moses and Zipporah. Building upon the lessons learned from Abraham and Sarah, let us now consider the marriage of Moses and Zipporah. This scriptural account, albeit brief, reveals an important lesson in relation to sanctification in marriage and family relationships. The sanctification of every individual and every relationship is obtained only through obedience from the heart to the way of living or form of doctrine to which we have been entrusted by Christ's messengers. This way of living is a culture that signifies the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings into which we are immersed through baptism. Paul described this dimension of baptism as the circumcision of Christ, writing, "In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism." Through the circumcision of Christ, Moses and Zipporah were delivered from the fleshly ways of relating in their marriage and were able to stand in their sanctification as a husband and father and as a wife and mother, respectively. As a young man, many years before he was married, Moses had personally chosen this godly way of living for himself. That is, by faith, Moses had chosen to be immersed in the fellowship of Christ's offerings and sufferings, which is also called the reproaches of Christ. As we read in the book of Hebrews, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. Despite having personally chosen the circumcision of Christ as a young man, it was incumbent upon Moses to continue to choose this culture in each subsequent phase of life. This became a pertinent issue for him in the season of family life with young children and its accompanying pressures. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 6 verse 17, Romans chapter 6 verse 22, Colossians chapter 2 verses 11 and 12, and Hebrews chapter 11 verses 24 to 26. For further study, Hebrews chapter 11.